listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Tom Brady is back, well, at least for one more year. Tom Brady agreeing to a contract extension with the New England Patriots. In essence, he gets a pay bump of about $8 million for this season, with the last 2 years of the contract voidable by the team. So what does Vegas make of Tom Brady back in New England for yet another season following a Super Bowl?
When things are obvious, we always look a second and a third time. Why? Because obvious can sometimes fool you. And when I read the article, two things popped out at me. One, Tom Brady is going to make $8 million additional dollars this year in his pocket. Eight sticks, as some call it. That makes him number six paid quarterback in the league. Obviously, much closer to his true worth. By the way, Fez, QBR-wise, what was Brady last year?
He was sixth in the league.
Wow, there you go. Seems properly aligned, I guess. Though the Super Bowls might count for a little something. But then I kept reading, and it said, the Patriots, in turn, verbatim now, get an additional $5.5 million of salary cap space this year. Now, this is from ESPN's article. So wait a minute. It's only the Patriots that can somehow find a way. Now, I guess maybe other teams could. I haven't read this before. Oh, you know that underpaid guy? He's getting an additional $8 million. And oh, by the way, by paying him $8 million, they get to spend that $8 million, and somehow they can spend $5.5 million more. So, one, that's why the Patriots are the Patriots. Number two, hey, NFL, if you have a system this convoluted, I get that there's kind of a gamified, it's fun if it were chess to see who can figure this out, but how do the fans follow, right? Imagine a draft in fantasy, and you realize you've got, and I'm not a fantasy guy, but when you do fantasy drafts, what's the salary cap typically? I don't know. No fantasy guys.
No fantasy. No.
But it depends on your league.
I assume, yeah, but in general, what's a number that would fit a normal league?
The league that I was in, it was $100 fake dollars, okay, that you could put in a waiver claim on.
So here's the thing. If you're just watching that, even as you're drinking beer and maybe doing Jaeger shots, you still realize, wait a minute, Jonas just played $10 for Gronk, even though he retired. Wow, that's 10% of his bankroll, his salary cap. That's not so good. Here, somehow, it's like, well, Brady's getting an extra $8 million. Okay, that's good. They got him happy. Oh, by the way, they can spend now. They now have $105.50. Well, how's that work? So I think the goal of the NFL should be get a salary cap that makes sense, and then the fans can follow along. Listen, the NFL is obviously doing a lot of things right, but let's be candid. You can't really assess anything in the NFL without thinking about salary, right? Is signing this wide receiver to the biggest contract of all time, is that Zeke? You don't think Jerry Jones wants to pay Zeke and Zach and Cooper? Yeah. But he only has this finite amount of money, this zero-sum game that we talked about. That's something to follow. And then when you make moves that don't maybe make a ton of sense on the surface, if the salary cap element of it is more logical, it's more enjoyable to follow. Does anyone disagree with that?
No.
So let's give the tip of the cap to the Patriots again. To game the system, Fez. Kind of like, hey, who's your favorite team, Fez?
New England.
Somehow that surprises me. Now, were you a fan of like Tony Eason and such?
No.
So just when they started like filming practices and stuff. When was the first moment? Because you weren't some big Belichick guy from the Browns. You didn't like see, oh, he was such a great D coordinator, and if only, you know, Brian Sipe had done this or whatever. No, right?
No, it was like 2010. Just every time I would watch New England when I bet on them, they would do what I would do, and everyone, all these other teams would do things I wouldn't do, and so.
So cheat is what you're saying.
Give themselves the best chance to win.
I'm the dirtiest player in the game.
I mean, listen, You know what they say? There's probably a rap lyric to this that I don't know about, but, you know, player or game respects game or something like that I've heard before.
I thought Fez was a Bengals fan. What the hell is that?
See, listen, that's when he's got his howdy doody face on.
Oh, man.
And he's trying to act like, oh, you know those lovable losers? That's who I root
for.
Come
on.
I'm a fan like you guys, the Browns. I mean, could you see Fezzik? Like with a little Bengals flag, like in the cold. How's he in-game betting?
Yeah, you can't trade in Akili Smith and David Klingler for Tom Brady. You just can't do that. That's not a fair trade-in. It doesn't make sense.
Are you starting to get it, Jonas? He's full of crap. That's why he's got a mansion and a yacht. I mean, come on. And the fact he's not saying a word right now.
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Outta Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Baker Mayfield of the Cleveland Browns on video shotgunning a beer at the Cleveland Indians game over the weekend. A little bit of backlash in some places, but what do the guys in Vegas make of the situation in Cleveland?
I tell you this, Brad Powers, who in the NFL you could say is the most predictable man in the world. He's taking the underdog. He's fading the public. And in a weird way, it gets him 80% of the way there. And it'll be fun this NFL season because he's committed to being on the NFL pod. Now, listen.
Wait, when was that? Committed?
We've got the tape on that.
I don't know.
He said every week or there's going to be a bounty fee or something if he doesn't show.
That's how I remember.
Exactly. But the fact is, last year, just using that kind of, hey, here, almost like a blackjack where you've got that little card, Fez.
Basic strategy card.
That says, do this, do that, do this. That gets you how far towards winning a blackjack?
Almost equal.
Almost to break even. Yeah. You don't win that way, though.
Wait, who won the NFL podcast? Yeah, all the bets? Who won that last year?
That's why we were setting it up. Is all the right. Small sample size all allowed right. You to win, and that created an environment in which you've committed to be there every week this week, the year, and we'll see what ends up happening.
Like a blackjack player who just plays basic strategy, and you played for an hour and won.
Boy, Fez really took to that, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
I think it took him a while to figure where I was going. He's like, oh, yes, that is Brad. Now, Brad, you hate the Browns. Make your case. Your simplistic first-level case.
Well, it's not that I hate the Browns. I don't trust the Browns. The expectations placed upon the Browns franchise that hasn't won a division title since 1989, and now I'm supposed to trust an inexperienced head coach that's never really had a full season as even a coordinator before. I'm supposed to trust a second-year quarterback with a bunch of combustible personalities, one of the biggest in the entire National Football League, in Odell Beckham. No, I'm not buying the Browns. I lived in that city for 7 years. If something goes awry early on, and the Browns' schedule is much tougher early on than it is in the back half, anything that goes wrong in that city, and it's like Chicken Little, sky is falling. I expect stuff to go wrong early, and I think it's going to, you know, obviously derail their season late.
Now, I'll be honest, good case there. And I would agree with the following. I think the Browns are going to be a momentum team. If they start hot, this team could go 13-3.
I can agree with that.
And I think they could go 7-9.
Yep.
But I got to tell you something. In a league where teams go from, oh, they're so close to, man, they got the best roster in football, that tends to happen quickly in the NFL. Look at Seattle. Right? Seattle had the year, what were they, 7-8-1 or something, and then Beast Mode won a playoff game, I'm remembering. What were they, an 8-point dog on the road? Was it against the Saints?
Yeah. Saints at home.
At home against the Saints.
Exactly. Was that line right, Fast?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Now, I couldn't remember where it was, but I remember the line. There we go. That's exactly right. And then what happened? They're like, oh my gosh, it's the best team in football the next year. That jump happens pretty quickly. The Browns have been drafting at the top of the draft with multiple picks, a crazy amount.
About 20 years.
Yeah, true enough. But if you just look at their young core, I mean, who has the best young core?
Oh, it's the Browns.
So now the question becomes Baker Mayfield. Now, right here on Fox Sports Radio, Colin Cowherd, Jonas's nemesis. A lot of personal animal. It's almost like that Brady situation again. A lot of animal, but Colin takes every dollar. We know that. It's that animosity, though, that's driving in a way Colin against Baker. Because what I noticed today in his take, which was, hey, if you're drinking beer, maybe that's fun before the school year. Now, we're going to make this like a fraternity analogy now. Before the school year, you want to be drinking with, you know, the boys from Animal House and Belushi. But, hey, once there's final exam time, that's not where you want to be. And it dawned on me. Colin is a lot like Brad in the NFL, which is these very robotic, logical takes, but in some way, like, it's almost like Colin could skip watching sports for 5 years. Now, I know for a fact he watches sports a ton. He loves sports, but he could skip it for 5 years and still say, who's this new kid? What's his? Oh, okay. Yeah. He's that guy that did that thing at Ohio State. Oh yeah. Yeah. He's got a, you know, ego problem. So I'm going to fade him. Some of the narratives are a little simple. Because on one hand, having fun and obviously being in on the joke, and in this day and age, creating a viral moment is something literally that companies spend tens of millions of dollars to try to do. The fact that he was able to do that, I think, shows you the sign of how in tune Baker Mayfield is to today's generation. And who's he leading? A bunch of young players that would love to create viral moments themselves. I think if anything, if all you knew in the last week was that viral moment, to me, that makes me like Baker more optimistic about him. Anyone agree, disagree?
I like him. I like what he does. I think just because we haven't seen it before doesn't mean it's not going to work. I just think it's a different approach to that position, and you can make the argument he's exactly what that franchise needed.
That's a good point too, right? Is there's nothing. I always tell the story, but not all that often. I used to shoot pool 4 hours a day because we used to start about 6 Eastern. We would get the lines at 6. Look at the lines. I'd be winning money at pool. I'd be beating the bookie. I mean, it was when I was 16 or 17. It was perfect, right? And I was pretty good. I mean, I wasn't going to be a professional. But when I would miss a shot that really upset me, you know, I had a nice cue that, you know, you would two-piece, it goes into one. I would crack the cue and then retighten it. And to me, it was a reset. It was a mental thing, saying that shot isn't on that stick anymore.
Right.
What's the Browns need more than anything? They need a reset. And if there's anyone that has, if you're a Browns fan and a Steelers fan says, well, what about 19? And say, hey, Baker, hey, we got a new, you know, we are now the future. And to me, Jonas is so right that someone with a force of personality as big as Baker Mayfield is necessary to turn a franchise around. Faz, what do you think?
I like your take, RJ, especially about the volatility of the Cleveland Browns. So if they happen to start 5-2, they could well be heading to 13-3, right? That's the right attitude that they need. However, if for some reason get some injuries, lose some close games, and things go south, all of a sudden being dangerous might not necessarily be a good thing.
Yeah, except still, to me, I think Baker might even stop, because let's be candid. If you told the Browns right now, you just missed the playoffs this year, last week, but you're in it. Next year, you make it, win again. You know, let's say the year four, you win a Super Bowl. Everyone's signing up. Every Browns fan. So as long as they believe in the general direction, I think the short, especially with the youth of the team, OBJ might be a question mark, but his buy-in, I think the team is bought in around Baker. But here's the other side of it quickly. If you listen to the Ringer podcast for the NFL, excellent NFL guys, excellent. They had just visited the Browns camp. And what the Ringer guy said was that literally it's Aaron Rodgers, and literally, it's Patrick Mahomes, and literally, it's the third and only in this group of three, Baker Mayfield, that throws the ball different. Meaning, if you watch him throw it against, you know, Big Ben, Tom Brady, think about the list, Russell Wilson. It's like, yeah, they all throw great. But these guys got a little something different about their arm. The liveliness of it, the accuracy. They literally said, the Ringer guy, that it's like Drew Brees with a strong arm. He's that accurate and that strong. And that the whole, they said it's like a revival. The whole team is looking to Baker after every play. Should we be happy? Should we be sad? Should we be working hard? Are we done? It's like, this guy is a born leader. And I get why I missed it. And I did. And I think Colin missed it. It doesn't mean he's going to have a Hall of Fame career, but I'll tell you this. Here's what I think we missed. I wouldn't want to follow Baker. He's not my kind of leader, but 48-year-old guys don't play in the NFL, right? And if you're a young team especially, I mean, it's not 32, it's 22. And it strikes me that if you had to build a leader for 22-year-old NFL players, it's Baker Mayfield. It's the talent, it's the confidence, it's work ethic, but not taking it all so seriously. It's embracing the reality of 2019 while still being a hard worker. I don't know every little thing, but on one hand, we've got the viral video and Colin, that's a thumbs down for him. I'm saying at worst neutral. On the other hand, we've got, in my opinion, one of the sharpest NFL guys in the media going there in person and saying this guy is one of three with his arm talent. Now, that is stunning.
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Outta Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific.
There are odds out on Zeke playing for Dallas in week one. And RJ, you have a bet brewing on it.
Yeah, and he just moved here this week. The Hitman, he's called, out of New Jersey. Tommy the Hitman from Jersey. Young guy, under 30. He's a guru with the trends, the stats. I mean, Fez was using half his stuff last year. We didn't even know it. He was like, boy, where'd Fez uncover that one? Then the Hitman starts to email me, and Fez didn't know it. And it's like, Fez, you're reading that verbatim, you know, right? So the Hit, I mean, the, true or false?
True.
So, I mean, listen, he aggregates the information from all sources. Yeah. He just doesn't have time to attribute, that's all. But the fact is, though, this guy was so sharp, we said, come on out. We got a job for you. Now, today was day one. Now, let's be honest. This guy's been looking up to RJ for a long time, the Hint Man. He said something today. He goes, I think Zeke, mine's 200. I think that's cheap. I think Zeke's going to play. I said, well, what number will you give me? And his answer was 260. So think about this. This is Jonah's territory. The market says minus 200. Zeke will play. I'm thinking, I'm not so sure. I think Jerry Jones got some guts. He's got not a long term, but I think he has a season long perspective, right? So I think I would have taken plus 220. I would have taken plus 225. He said plus 260. So that's an official bet. Let's get it straight. If Zeke doesn't play week one for any reason,
Oh, well, yeah.
I mean, for any reason, yeah. 100 wins me 260. We're going to give the Hitman 10 seconds to explain why he gave RJ Bell plus 260 on a bet that's minus 200.
So if Zeke sits and Dallas wins without him, Zeke's going to lose a bunch of leverage in the contract negotiations. Who is Dallas's first three games of the year against? The Giants, Redskins, and Dolphins. Strong possibility they start 3-0 without Zeke.
Or the other side could be they're expected to win those games, so winning them won't mean anything to anybody. But if somehow they lost the first one, it's almost like a free roll for Zeke. Oh, of course you're going to beat the Giants. But if somehow they lose, you can't even beat the Giants without me. See, we could do it both ways, the Hitman. But what we know is the marketplace said minus 200. I'm taking plus 260. I could go bet the 200 right now and cash it. I promise I won't because I like this pick. I like it. Jonas, you want to give me 260 on this?
Absolutely not.
All right.
No, I'll stay out of that one. Oh.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.